Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, and today's question comes from Hugo. Before we get into it, Lindsay, though, if you are listening to this podcast through iTunes or Stitcher, we'd really appreciate it if you left us a review or rating. It just really helps other people find the podcast as well, almost like our virtual tip jar. It's just a way for you to say thanks. If you wouldn't mind doing that, we'd appreciate it hugely. Lindsay, today's question, like I said, comes from Hugo. He gives us a bit of background. He says he's 47. He's been running for just under 2 years and has never been a runner before that. He completed Comrades last year in 11:42 with a Kapsa Whip qualifier of 4:15. He also ran the Pick and Pay in 4:40 in the City to City in 5:35, and he had a good deal of injury time in March and April. He had a few injuries after Comrades, so he started this year's preparations in poor condition. For 2015, he's following your bronze medal program religiously. He qualified at the Gift of the Givers with a time of 4:31, and a better time was honestly not possible, he says. Johnson Crane Half was done in 2:02. He also pretty much did that one flat out. After listening to many podcasts and the things that you said at the road shows, the above makes bronze unlikely because Gift of the Givers and Johnson Crane are rather flat, and Comrades not so much. So this is what he's asking. What can he do in the next 3 months to improve the situation and possibly make bronze? And the more important question is, what must be done between June and December this year if his marathon time is to be reduced to 4 hours or below for next year?
Yeah, so at the moment he's sitting on an 11:25 as a finishing time. Sorry, not 11:25, 11:15. So it is unlikely that he's going to run under 11 hours. And unfortunately, between now and Comrades, he doesn't really, and he shouldn't really, have another go at running a faster marathon. What he can do is, there are time trials that he needs to run on that bronze program. And if he gets underneath the recommended time trial times, what it will then show is that he does have the potential for the marathon that he needs to run, a sub-4:24 marathon. And if he has the potential to run a sub-4:24 marathon, then it may be worth the risk of going for the sub-11. What I would ask him to do is to either ask the question on this forum again, say early in May, with his time trial time, or to come and see me at the expo, and then we can discuss the options that are available for him and what he can hope for. The better thing for him to do is to just go out there, enjoy his Comrades, get his 11:15 to 11:20. And then, as he rightly points out, between June and December, to then work on a plan to specifically get faster over 10s, 21s, and then ultimately the marathon. Part of that will be looking after himself after Comrades. And if he looks after himself after Comrades, recovers properly, then goes into preparing himself for faster 10s, 21s, and a marathon, and can train injury-free through that period, he will become a much better runner. And the reality is that at the moment, he's not a bronze medal hope. Well, he's a hopeful, but he doesn't really have that potential as it stands right now. And so chances are that in going for the bronze, in remaining injury-free, lies his best weapon in terms of improving his running. And once you've been injury-free over a period of time, 6 to 12 months, that is when you can look at adding things like speed work, hill training, and the like to make you a better and faster runner.
Excellent, Lindsay. Thank you very much for that. Don't forget, if you have a question you'd like answered, the website to get to is askcoachperry.com. And who knows, we could be answering your question on the next edition of the podcast. Until then, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.